And we're going to stay with the sea just for one last story from me. We hear a lot these days about how we need to protect parts of our sea, and you certainly hear a lot of it from me over the shows here in The Naked Scientist, because there are all sorts of human impacts, fishing pollution and so on, that we are making on the oceans. And they're just we hear so much about how there not being enough fish left to feed ourselves at the moment, let alone into the future, not to mention the need to protect nature and biodiversity just for its own sake. But it's really difficult to persuade governments to commit to paying for things like marine reserves or marine protected areas, as they're also known, which is when we need to encourage fishermen to leave some bits of the seas alone, basically to let them recover and to give us more chance to be able to find those fish to keep feeding ourselves with. But now, a joint study from North America's Nature Conservancy and various other conservation organisations and universities has demonstrated, I think really importantly for the first time, just how strong the link between human well-being, so that's ourselves, our quality of life, is with the state of the oceans and the need to have marine conservation. We talk a lot about it, but they've actually shown that you can have a really tight link between protecting the seas and, you know, just how well people can live their lives. Now, the study was focused in Fiji, the Philippines, the Solomon Islands and Indonesia. So in parts of the world, tropical reefs are, you know, flourishing there, but there are also a lot of problems. And in these particular sites, catches of fish were absolutely dire before governments stepped in and funded basically small little protected areas where fishermen were encouraged to run their own marine protected areas and stop fishing. And the really good news was that within just 2 or 3 years, the amount of fish they were catching, as well as their income and their overall quality of life, went up. So there was this very strong link between being able to protect just little parts of the sea and, you know, our own well-being. I think it could be a really shining light, this particular study, to maybe help other marine reserves to be developed, particularly in developing countries.
Can I just ask you, Helen, on this? Because that applies to fishermen going out small-scale boats, maybe small nets that they deploy by hand. How does that compare with, say, the kind of fishing we see on an industrial scale with boats trawling the bottom of the ocean?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the same theory definitely applies. This was obviously a study of in developing countries where it tends to be smaller-scale things happening. We also need to consider what we need to do on those larger scales as well, and it's going to be larger-scale protected areas that are needed. But I think at least we've got this one shining light for those, you know, developing countries where it's always an issue of poverty and, you know, trying to help people, and it's hard to kind of take nature perhaps ahead of that. But I think this is the first time it's really shown the two come together.
Thank you, Helen. That's good news indeed, isn't it? It's The Naked Scientist with Chris, Dave and Helen. We're taking your science questions for you this week. In a second, we'll be finding out how glue actually works. How does it stick things together? And why does the sea look blue? If you've got a question for us, email chris@thenakedscientist.com. Coming up shortly, we'll be finding out about gut bugs, viruses that can give you diarrhoea and vomiting, Norwalk-like viruses. Jim Gray's in the reception. He's coming on shortly.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.